The simplicity of V2.N messages is its popularity. Within a single enterprise or in an environment in which sender and receiver are known, business agreements, including what data elements will be exchanged, what terminologies will be used, and when the data will be exchanged, a tightly coupled environment, works very well. Today, most exchanges fit this specification, even at large geographical areas. However, as we expand data exchange across boundaries, nationally or even globally, these agreements are not in place, and a messaging standard based on an implicit model must be used to achieve interoperability. Hence, V3 standard to be discussed in the next subunit. The original V2.N standard specified what data elements were to be exchanged by defining the position of that data element in a specific message component, and the data elements were separated by delimiters. The data exchange structure is hierarchical with repeating segments accommodated. Delimiters were chosen to reduce the number of characters necessary to be transmitted, since at the time of the creation of the standard, available bandwidth was very limited. The result of the delimiter syntax is that the overhead of a V2.M message is about 5%. To take advantage of XML tools, version 2 has been modified to accept an XML syntax. This construct will be discussed in a later slide. When and what data is exchanged is defined by a trigger event, such as patient admission, patient discharge, patient transferred, lab test order, lab result reporting, etc. Clinical data is sent by the name of the data element and the result of value of the test, so-called name-value pairs.